Now, I consider myself a casual gamer. I prefer to play games that are heavily story-based. One such game or game, games, sorry, I should say, is Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. One story spans throughout three games, so it is a trilogy. And throughout the story, the choices you make will have an effect on many characters and outcomes of the game. What makes this way of storytelling so much more personable and relatable is not only the fantastic writing from the creators of this game, but the music as well. Without the music, there is no way the true essence of that story could have been captured. That is from How to Train Your Dragon. The title is called Test Drive, written by John Powell and Gavin Greenaway. Before that, you heard from Mass Effect 3, Fleets Arrive by Sam Hillock. There was also from Doctor Who, Song of Freedom by the BBC Orchestra of Wales and Ben Foster. We also heard something a bit different, more on the mixture of soundtrack classical and techno. That was Tron Legacy, written by Daft Punk, and that was their overture. Now, as I mentioned before, I consider myself a casual gamer, and I believe that the music is one of the most important aspects, most important part of any game, for that matter. Having that music, it brings excitement. It brings your emotions out from inside of you, and in a way, somehow puts it into the game that I'm playing. And that's how I become more emotionally attached or connected with the story. I feel like I'm really a part of the story. And that's why I love playing video games. It isn't more than just wanting to be a part of that story. Just like anyone who loves reading. My wife loves to read. She absolutely loves to read. I mean, she grabs these thick books and reads them in less than a week. It's like, are you kidding me? That would take me a month to read. I'm not saying I'm a slow reader, but I'm kind of saying that I am. But that's not the point. Excuse me. Okay, so some people, they get immersed in their books, and they just have that connection. They have the emotions. They have just the need to be a part of that story, and it's why they want to read so much. And if it's a well-written book, they're going to do that. It's the same idea with video games for me. I love getting into it. And if it's written well, that's great. If it has a fantastic soundtrack, that's even better. It just makes the storyline so much better. It makes me feel like I'm actually a part of the story. I'm not just playing a name-given character or even a name that I get to create. I actually feel like I'm a part of it because the music and the way the story was written just makes it that way. And that's just the passion that I have for soundtracks. That's why I think it's so important for it to be a part of our movies and our TV shows and our video games, because it makes a huge difference. It's not something boring. It brings out the emotions. It brings out stories, imaginative stories in your head. I mean, how many of you out there were listening to some of that music and maybe never hearing any of this, going, I can see this guy flying in the sky with a dragon, which, by the way, that was the last song that you heard, the Test Drive song. If I remember correctly, that was where the main character was flying his dragon for the first time. Can you imagine it? Can you picture it? And that is kind of the point that I'm making today, is letting the music tell you the story. See, some of you may have no idea what the movie is, what the TV show is, what the game is, but somehow your imagination took you somewhere. And that is the music telling you the story. All right, well, we're coming up pretty close to the top of the hour. So what I'm going to do is put on a few more songs for you, and then we'll end up taking a break. So without ado, I will let you listen to this wonderful music and just stop talking so you can have some fun.